This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Rocky and Lissa in the morning on 98.5 KRZ.
This would be the second true confession I've made this week, Liss.
That's true. You've been very honest this week.
I am married to a chronic loud sneezer.
And you pointed this out to her as if she doesn't already know when you were out to eat.
It's one thing in the house and it drives the dogs insane because they hear a loud noise and they start barking. Once one dog barks, it's like a chain reaction and the other two start barking. But we had dinner the other night at a restaurant in Dallas and it like went through the entire restaurant.
She covers her mouth. Now, it's not like she does it and just sprays it like SeaWorld. She covers her mouth. She's very polite about it. But I think the loud sneezers can't help it.
Monica, I believe, is a loud sneezer. Can you control it?
I cannot, and everyone in my family yells at me, and I truly cannot control the volume of my sneezes.
And everyone yells at her. Poor thing. She's been persecuted her entire life.
Who is that else? Who's there with you?
My sister, and she can attest that I sneeze very loudly.
Terrible, she says. Oh, she's getting heckled right now.
What is your sister's name?
Alicia.
Alicia, how would you describe your sister's sneeze?
In one word.
Obnoxious.
Oh, snap.
The most obnoxious sneeze you will ever experience, and it's uncalled for.
Totally uncalled for.
So you think Monica wants to be treated this way? There's no way, man. She wishes she could contain that.
Have you ever tried to reel it in a little bit?
It's medical.
But it's not comfortable, so why do it?
All right.
Do you still get the God bless you, or is it a, like, reluctant, like, oh, bless you? Bless you.
Yeah, I don't really get it.
Oh, poor thing. See, Rocky?
Thanks, guys. Thanks for sharing.
No problem. Bye.
All right, bye.
Have a great weekend. Bye.
See, how weird is that? They sisters come from the same womb.
Exactly.
And
totally
have
different sneezes.
Different sneezes. Okay, according to Dr. Harvey.
Yes.
Sure, he's a sneeze. I'm sorry, Professor Harvey. While you can't stop your nose from getting itchy and watery, you can control how loud you sneeze with higher functions. He says you can quiet your sneeze by pinching and rubbing the nose or by sneezing through your nose. But that's a double-edged sword.
That's a snot rocket waiting to happen.
Well, that's exactly what he says. If you sneeze through your mouth, it'll be louder.
Yep.
But if you sneeze through your nose, it'll be wetter and messier.
Is that better? No, seriously. Is that so you're having dinner with this person? Is that better?
So that's the price you got to pay reel it in. Spray everywhere.
No.
I didn't know that was the payoff.